With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. You have heard it said you can't please all of the people all of the time. Well, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's true when it comes to President Trump's spending and tax cut bill and members of Congress.
We can't make everyone 100% happy. It's impossible. This is a deliberative body. It's a legislative process. By definition, all of us have to give up on our personal preferences. I never got to ask anybody to compromise core principles, but preferences must be yielded for the greater good. And that's what I think people are recognizing and coming to grips with.
The Senate's version of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill now being debated in the House, which will vote on whether to send it to the president for his signature. Johnson says he has the necessary backing to pass the bill and expects a vote later this morning. The president's been urging Republicans to stand together and pass the bill. He's been working the phones, talking with GOP holdouts. One of them, Ohio Republican Warren Davidson, says he will cast a yes vote after rejecting an earlier version of the bill.
The phone call came as a key procedural vote for the mega bill remained open for almost 4 hours, with hardline conservatives and one moderate Republican keeping the bill from moving forward. As of 2 a.m. Thursday, the vote was 207 to 217, with 5 Republicans voting no and 8 voting present. The combination has threatened to tank the rule, since Democrats are united against it, and a vote on the final package can't proceed without that rule. President Trump spoke to some of those holdouts, who were seen entering the room shortly before the call began. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Democrats oppose a bill that would, among other things, enact a huge tax cut. The government releases the June employment report this morning, expected to show the addition of 115,000 jobs last month. It's been a mass shooting, multiple people hit by gunfire last night, downtown Chicago. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 28 points. This is SRN News. A warning from Dr. Ben Carson.
The former Republican presidential candidate says the fact that America's political and cultural landscape is chaotic is not a coincidence. During an interview on the Alan Jackson podcast, Carson says spiritual forces are at work, adding, quote, "The Bible says in the latter times this is what's going to happen." He also urges Christians to be about the work of the gospel no matter what's going on in the country, seeking to, quote, "save as many as possible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Pennsylvania has changed 3 female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman. The school says it also will apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The move's part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found that the school had violated the rights of its female athletes. This is SRN News. We have another auto recall to tell you about.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because a software defect can cause the rearview camera to fail, increasing the risk of a crash and injury. Ford told U.S. highway safety regulators that the camera can either display a blank image or that the image may remain on the display after the driver finishes backing up, causing a distraction. Dealerships will eventually update the camera software free of charge. Owner notification letters are expected to be mailed by July 28th. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump announcing a trade deal with Vietnam. It will allow U.S. goods to enter that country duty-free. Vietnamese exports to the U.S., by contrast, will face a 20% levy. And Mr. Trump declares the pact a great deal of cooperation between our two countries. More details at srnnews.com.